Literally I Can't was, you know, a song my friends had made and then, you know, asked me to be a part of it. So it wasn't my natural, like, wake up and this is what I want to talk about, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that wasn't even my single, right? I was just a featured, you know, artist on there. And also, how I deliver a song is much different after the LIC controversy.
Yeah.
You know, and like, how I deliver it to people, I'm very conscious of that. And what type of song I'm a part of.
Mm.
I'm much more conscious of that now.
Do you think that you were kind of misconstrued in that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the past is the past. It's definitely old news. But, yeah, you know, during the whole thing, I just felt that this was a mislabel on Mr. Fu, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that most people that know me and that hung out with me in Australia and worked with me, you know, could all say the same thing. Like, no, Fu is a fun dude, because that is my main goal. Is to make people happy and inspire people. So, although it was a little saddening to me because all the controversy and the people fighting back and forth, and it's just, it's all kind of negative stuff that I hope that my music, when you look back, it's like, wow, you know, Red Fu's music took me, you know, out of the negative and you know, gave me an escape. So that's kind of my main goal. So my heart was a little hurt, but I just said, you know, stiffen your upper lip and wake up, you know, with a fresh start.